lives we actually traveling in a circle.
Came splash, damage, baptismal, cataclysmic, volcanic. These old bones dance in a burning ash cloud. Laughing, scatter me to the wind and settle the deadly mud flow. Bury me with the villagers, together we'll watch the roots grow. Behold, this old earth beast, architectural, chronological. We bond of a cyclical line, lithic story time. Children gather, I claw heavy fossils from the strata. The spiraling ammonites left, the legacy legends have it. Recording the sacred fractal mathematic, eternally echoing history's elaborate labyrinth. As life mastered countless disasters, outlasted, miraculous and fantastic, raised by a savage planet. We're all organized masses of blasting cosmic fragments. Know that in all the galactic vastness, life holds substance, but the empty darkness defines it. So it was that death's hand gave shape to clay and fired it. Which is why in the driest deserts, the darkest caverns, and the crusty blackness of the oceans of abyssal chasms, ancient creatures thrive, all climbing toward higher orders of life. But just before our cosmos was born, a multitude of older cosmoses died. And just before those cosmoses were born, even older cosmoses died. Just before those, our always were, and forever will be, the never-ending cycle of self-destruction. Sifting through dust and rubble, and I pray. May you be bold, hold your torch high to the cave, and behold the shadowy stories told by the flickering flames. These old hearts hold the primeval pulse that pervades every age, and even the smallest living things do fall. So-called prophets who proclaim the end of days. Life was forged by volcanoes, droughts, wildfires, tsunamis, comets, predation, and plague. And those who only live for and await their doom, I say it's time to acknowledge the monstrous mastodons in the room. My apologies, but these 3,000-year-old trees pay no heed to your feelings or philosophies. They exist and have existed and will continue to persist long after feeble people cease to resist this glorious stormy to which they bear witness. Neither myths nor scriptures of men have told a tale so fearsome as is written in the stone. And yet the descendants of monsters that left their bones still thrive and grow, more keen and quick today than the beasts of old. But for those who will never listen so close as hear me whispering out the future ripples forth from the patterns of the past, know that if you've ever yelled out in a canyon, then you've heard me yelling back.
Thank you. Just